Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1375. In the writing is shir number 527, 527. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are finishing up the halachas of washing one's hands, what, when, and where, and then Bezras Hashem, very shortly, we hope to start the halachas of Kedima Bebrachos, the Kedima Bebrachos, the order of brachos when one is eating various different type of foods. Okay, so an interesting thing, one of our wonderful B'nai Chaburah once saw a very important person, actually a Rosh Hashiva, tie their shoes and not wash their hands, but L'chaira they just touched their shoelaces, what would be the halacha? Okay, and so the Maisa is brought down, there are many Paiskim will hold that just touching the shoelaces, okay, in reference to just touching the shoelaces, if one did not touch the shoes, one would not have to wash their hands. An interesting thing to note, not interesting, it's important to keep in mind. If one could actually tie your shoelaces and not actually touch the shoes, many Paiskim will do hold, one would not have to wash their hands. Assuming that the shoelaces are clean, I mean, usually the shoelaces are clean, but if they're dirty, so then one would have to wash their hands. As long as they're not, you know, very dirty. If they're very dirty, one would have to wash their hands. But regular shoelaces, the average person walking, unless it's, you know, muddy or something like that, their shoelaces would be clean. So just touching their shoelaces, these paiskim would definitely hold. One would not have to wash their hands. So therefore, very simply, if one ties their shoe and they don't touch their shoe, one would not have to wash their hands, according to those paiskim. Now, there are some opinions who hold that the shoelaces are actually part of the shoe, sort of like they're bottled to the shoe. In other words, when you tie the shoelace, according to these paiskim, these opinions, the shoelace is really part of the shoe. It's all encompassing as far as one. It's all one. Which is a little bit, if you think about it, it's a little bit hard to understand. If we know the shoelaces is separate and the shoe is also separate, right? The shoe sometimes gets dirty and we spoke about last time, that's one of the reasons why one washes their shoes. So if I could just touch the shoelace, you know, what's the problem? So therefore we see, according to those opinions, the other opinions that one would not have to wash their hands. But these opinions hold, that the shoelaces are like touching the shoe itself. Now, therefore, those opinions would hold that if one should wash their hands after they tie their shoelaces, even though they actually did not touch the shoe. Now, what about if one tied their shoes, even though they tried only to touch the shoelaces, but sometimes it's very hard. It's not always so easy to tie the shoelaces without actually touching the shoe. So one has to be careful. If one tied their shoes and they touched the shoes in the process, even though they're trying to touch just the shoelaces, and assuming that the shoes are leather, if the shoes are sometimes a different material, we spoke about the many poiskim will hold even over there also, right? Even over there, let's say synthetic or rubber or something like that, or material, you know, these different type of materials. So then, and there are many paiskim who want to say that would not be a problem, the chlau either. So assuming that one has leather shoes and they're tying their shoelaces and they try just to touch the shoelaces, but they, you know, and it's hard to do and they touch the shoes. So then if one tied the shoes and they touch the shoes in the process, especially if the shoes are leather, then one must wash their hands after tying the shoes. If they tie their shoelaces and the shoes are synthetic or different type of material, rubber or whatever it might be, then even if they touch the shoes, there are many paiskim also who say, like we've spoken about in the past, that that would not be a problem, even though one goes ahead and touches the shoes themselves. But by leather, we saw that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, regular leather shoes, one has to wash their hands. So if one touched their hands while tying their shoelaces, even though they tried not to, then one has to wash their hands. And one time would be enough. It's not a question so much of Ruach Ra, even though we did see there are some paiskim like that. But in general, it's a question of Nikias, just cleanliness. So one time each hand would be enough. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tuv.